A small window of anatta has opened. It is very fresh, light, and breezy. But the opening is small, and the rest of the window is caked with so much dirt and grime. I'm fearful that outside of the support of retreat, it could close. Even now, it feels like it is opening and closing. How to best proceed? Much gratitude. Best thing is not identifying, not claiming ownership over that insight, but to really take note of it. Pay attention to the feeling of it. What happens is one starts to move into worry and concern. How am I going to support this? How is it going to go? What's going to happen? And then scheming and projecting into the future of, well, I've got to do this and this and this and this and this. Getting an agenda, a program going. And then all of a sudden you feel it all shrinking and closing. So that paying attention to the feeling. And that's the encouragement. I remember one time Ajahn Chah, and it's an example that I've used and people have probably heard many times if they've been around me, that the image of Ajahn Chah using the glass of warm water and saying, you know, that in terms of language, you call it warm water in English, say, but then in Thai, it's something else. Say, in the northeast of Thailand, it's even something else again. Chinese, French, it's all different. And so you can't really actually rely on language to describe something. So, but if you just stick your finger in the warm water, then you'll know what warm water is. It says, because Dhamma is not in the language of description. Dhamma is in the language of feeling. And that's what it's pointing to. So that we study and practice Dhamma so that we can feel what suffering is like, what cessation of suffering is like, what peace is like, what confusion is like. We can feeling it. So that feeling of what does it feel like to have an opening and a feel of anatta. And when one puts down that program of identification, the I, the me, the mine program, what does it feel like? Paying attention to that, because it's the feeling that will carry us through.